But here in KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, Mr. Steve Schleicher, El Paso County Assessor. It is El Paso County Assessor Day, 5:35, every third Monday of the month. And boy, are we going to have some updates in coming months.
Absolutely we are. Ted, how are you today?
I'm doing great. We were just knocking around about OCD and how you spell that properly.
Yeah, absolutely.
C-D-O. That's it.
Yep. So
I have a habit of fidgeting with the papers on my desktop here while I'm working. So, gosh, Steve, it's great to see you. We're here really to discuss Airbnb properties in terms of short-term rentals. Our last visit, we talked about regulation being proposed and things that at the time you weren't too sure of because there would be quite an effect on different businesses were taxed,
right,
depending on what class they fell into, right, and some other implications in terms of mortgages and insurances and, you know, lots of effect on business.
Absolutely. You know, and I still have concerns. But as we talked about in our last time you and I saw one another, is, you know, I felt there was a huge education piece that needed to go with this. And, you know, Ted, thanks for having me on because, and just letting folks know that we have put that together. And I'm inviting county residents to one of three special open houses to discuss and hear from our citizens about short-term rentals and Airbnb properties. This is an opportunity to discuss current Colorado law and the potential impact to those who operate short-term rentals and Airbnb properties if the law doesn't change. A large amount of the time at these open houses is going to be dedicated to hearing from citizens who may be impacted. And what we have on tap is our first one is going to be Thursday, September 5th. At the El Paso County Centennial Hall, 5:30 to 7:30, which is located at 200 South Cascade Avenue. Our second one is at Tuesday, September 10th, at the same location at Centennial Hall, same time. And also Thursday, September 12th, also at Centennial Hall and from 5:30 to 7:30. And what I, you know, plan on talking to our property owners about, one of which is the county assessor's role and responsibilities. And what are the conversations here in our community and what are rumors that are going on here locally and also statewide? Talk about some terminology and definitions. What is the residential and non-residential? Because I believe a lot of folks don't understand that. And I also want to share what my concerns are in regards to converting properties from residential to non-residential and also share with folks what my plan is to move forward in El Paso County and then open it up for discussion. So I invite all.
And, you know, bottom line of that law, regulation, that policy is taxation.
It is.
If you are a bed and breakfast, you are how are you taxed right now? Is that the commercial?
Yep.
At the commercial rate.
So our hotel, motels, bed and breakfast community are at the commercial rate.
And then the difference is in residential areas, you can use your home as an Airbnb or a short-term rental. And you are not charged the same way in taxes as a B&B might be.
That is correct.
Okay, and that's kind of the rub.
It is kind of the rub. The other thing is, you know, as assessor is, you know, four things, you know, my responsibilities are to discover, list, classify, and value all taxable and exempt property in the county. And discovery is a major component of that. And the concern I have is how would you discover these types of properties in El Paso County? It's not like a regular business where they have a storefront, signage, and things like that. So, you know, the way it is right now is you cannot guarantee to be fair and equitable to everybody that is operating this type of business.
Yeah, and that's one of the things you're looking for is where that fairness and equity is. Where is that
Absolutely,
balance?
Ted.
And that's what these open houses are all about.
Yes.
And they're all going to take place at Centennial Hall at 200 South Cascade. The first of those is going to be September 5th, and they're all going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. So you have your choice of three dates, September 5th, the 10th, or the 12th.
Correct.
And, of course, Steve, as developments warrant, we will have you back, and we'll talk about what you're hearing and what you're able to share with property owners and people who are in both of these differing classes of tax structure as a business or as a private property.
Absolutely. And also discuss, you know, as far as any pending legislation and moving forward in regards to, you know, to try to change the law.
All righty. Paso County Assessor Steve Schleicher. It is always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Ted.
We're looking forward to the next update every third Monday at 5:30. But I have a feeling we're going to see you more often as this discussion unfolds.
It's a hot topic here in our local community right now.
Very much so. And, of course, we will post this chat of ours on our podcast site along with all of the details for you to be able to know which dates and when you are able to attend these discussions. Steve, we appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. Ted, thank you.